Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet. We are holding on the very top of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Tanya Kavase de Rava. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. Yisrael return home safely. You announced that already? Okay, we thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So as we started yesterday, we started going through all of the niskalin, all of the people who are chayiv skila, and we went through a list of 18 different niskalin, and then the Gemara started to go through some of the details. So we were in middle of a machlokas, how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and we had three different versions of how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the last of which was Rava's opinion. And the Gemara is going to now elaborate on Rava's opinion in within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Gemara is going to explain the Shita of the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda had disagreed if a person is Boel Eishes Aviv, who also happens to be Imo, is he Chayiv Mishum Eishes Aviv and Mishum Imo, or only Mishum Imo? So the Rabbanan held you chayiv for both, as would logically one would assume, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're only chayiv Mishum Imo, not Mishum Eishes Aviv. So we worked on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda yesterday, we're going to continue working on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and then work on the Shita of the Rabbanan. Then the Mishnah is going to continue on the list of Niskalin that we had mentioned in the preceding Mishnah, and we're going to go into details about someone who's Boel Zachar, Behema, and the Gemara is going to go into some of the nitty-gritty about how we derive from the Psukim the various dinim of the details of the Chiyuv Skila for the sin of bestiality, and where do we find an Azhara, where do we find an Onesh for these things. So it's a very technical daf in terms of the Limudim, so I really saved you here, Alicia. It's a very, very technical daf in terms of just Limudim and Drushas that the Gemara is going to make. So the last Shita that we had, as we said, and we'll pick up now from the very top of Mendalad Amin Aleph, was Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that when Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person is Boel Eishes Aviv, who is also Imo, so he darshined Imcha Hi to be Mima'et, that you're only Chayiv Mishum Imo, and you're not also Chayiv Mishum Eishes Aviv. So says Gemara, Tanya Kavase to Rava. We have Rabbi that says just like Rava, because the Pasuk says in the Torah, V'isha Shar Yishkaves Eishes Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila, Mos Yumsu Shneyam Demeyam Bam. Right, remember we had the fact that it says both the Lashon of Mos Yumsu and the Lashon of Demeyam Bam. So, but now the Brisa darshins Ish, from the fact that it says Ish, we learn Dafka, that if it's a person over Bar Mitzvah, who's Boel Eishes Aviv, who's going to be Chayiv Misa, Prat LeKatan, as opposed to if it's a Katan, who is Boel Eishes Aviv, because a Katan is a Lav Bar Onshim, and therefore he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. We discussed a little bit yesterday, why do I need a Drasha Prat LeKatan? Everything is Prat LeKatan. A Katan is not a Bar Onshim in anything. Okay, but for whatever reason, there's a need for a Drasha, perhaps because we suggested, perhaps because when it comes to an Isser Bia, there are two equal parties in an Isser Bia, and therefore one would imagine that if one party is getting an Onesh, the other party's getting the same Onesh. Viter in the Pasuk, Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Aviv, it doesn't say Es Imo Eishes Aviv, it just says Eishes Aviv. So Mashma, that sounds like this Isser is Bein Eishes Aviv Shimo, Bein Eishes Aviv Shelo Imo, regardless of whether it's his mother or not, as long as it's Eishes Aviv. But Imo She'ena Eishes Aviv Minayin, how do I know that one is Chayev for being Boel, his mother, who happens to not be married to his father? Tamalomar Ervas Aviv Gila. That's why it says Ervas Aviv Gila, Mufna, and that phrase is extra to be able to learn a drasha, because it already said at the beginning of the pasuk, V'isha She'ishka V'seishas Aviv. So why does it have to say Ervas Aviv Gila? So it must be Lahakish V'ladun Mimenu Gezerah Shava, to be able to derive a Gezerah Shava for some who's Boel Imo, who's not Eishes Aviv. So Mos Yumsu B'Skila, the halacha is that for either of these averos, either for being boel eish asaviv or for being boel imo, one is chayiv skila. Satom b'skila o eino ella ba'achas we call misos amurus b'torah. Are you sure that it's skila? Maybe it's one of the other misos in the Torah. So nemar kan demeim bam v'nemar bo v'yadoni demeim bam. It says demeim bam over here, and by ovi yadoni it says a lashon of demeim bam mala halon b'skila afkan b'skila. So just like by ovi yadoni, the din is skila. So over here also, for these types of incestuous relationships, the din is also beskila. Onesh shamanu. Now, in order to be mechayev anybody in the Torah, you need what's called both an onesh and an asara. The Torah needs to tell me the issur twice. It needs to tell me that you're not allowed to do it, and then it needs to tell me the consequences for doing it. So onesh shamanu. Now you showed me that there's a pasuk to tell me the onesh, but asara minayin. Where do we find the Torah ever said initially that you're not allowed to do it? So tamalomar, the pasuk says ervas avicha lo segale. So ervas avicha zu eishas avicha. What does it mean ervas avicha? So one could have assumed that ervas avicha means that one engages in mishkav zachar with his own father, but no, it does not mean that. It means eishas avicha. It means one's father's wife. Sa'atomer eishas avicha and ervas avicha mamish. Are you sure? How do you know that ervas avicha doesn't mean literally that one is engaged in mishkav zachar with his father? So nemar kan ervas avicha lo segalev and nemar la'alon ervas aviv gila malahalon be'ishos hakasam medaber, because the Torah says ervas avicha lo segalev, and it says by the onesh ervas aviv gila. So just like by the iser, just like by the onesh, it's an iser ishus that we're talking about. It's talking about ishus aviv, not a direct relationship of your father himself, but it's your father's wife. Because, and I know that because the pasuk says v'ishas yishkaves eishes aviv, it's pretty explicit. Sa'af kan, so be here also, be ishus hakasu medaber. It must be talking about not the father himself, but the father's wife. So mashma bein eishes aviv she imo, bein eishes aviv she eini imo. From the fact that it says ervas avicha lo segale, so I would derive from there that your father's wife, regardless of whether it's your mother or not. So imo she eina eishes aviv minayin. How do I know that one is likewise chayiv for his mother who is not his father's wife? I think not his father's wife means and never was his father's wife, meaning this is anusas aviv, that this person, Rachman al-San, was born out of a case of a man being ma'anes a woman, and this is the child from that relationship, or whatever you call that. So tamalomar ervas imcha lo segale. That's why the pasuk says ervas imcha lo segale for imo itself, even if it's not and nor ever was eishas aviv. So now the Bryce explains that which we began, which we didn't finish. We wanted to know, how do I know an onesh for being boel imo who's not eishas aviv? So says the Braisa, Ein li ela ba'asara. I only see from the pasuk of Ervasim Chalos Galah that there's an asara sha'asa kos of imo she'ena eishes aviv ki imo she'hi eishes aviv. That legabe the asara, we treat a mother who was never married to a father the same way as we treat a mother who is married or has been married to the father. That just like there's an asara on eishes aviv, so too there's an asara on imo. But onesh minayin, where do I learn that there's an onesh skila for imo as well? So nemar kan ervas avicha lo segalev nemar lalan ervas aviv gila ma basara asakos of imo she'ena eshesav kimo she'eshesaviv. Just like by the asara, we treat a mother who is not married to the father just like a mother who is married to the father. Af ba'onesh asakos of imo she'ena eshesav kimo she'eshesaviv. So too, when it comes to the onesh, we treat a mother who is not married to the father the same way as we would treat a mother who is married to the father, namely a chiyuv skila. So now the Braisa darshins the end of the pasuk that it says by the asara. After it says ervas avicha ervas imcha lo segaleh, so imchahi, when it says imchahi, what's that adding? We already know everything. We already know that there's an asara and an onesh, both for eishes avicha and for imo. So what does imchahi teach me? So it comes to teach me that if she's both imo and eishes aviv, you're only chayiv mishum imo. You are not chayiv mishum eishes aviv. So that was all a long explanation of shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that if a man is boel imo shehi eishes aviv bishogeg, he's only going to be chayiv one karban for imo and not for Eishas Aviv. Now we go back to the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan held that if a man is Boel Imo, that's also Eishas Aviv Bishogeg, you chayiv two Karbanos, one for the Yisra of Imo, and the other for the Yisra of Eishas Aviv. So the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold you chayiv for both Imo and Eishas Aviv, why don't they use the miut of Imchahi to tell me, no, you're only chayiv for Aim and not for Eishas Av, because Erva Savicha Mamish. They learn the pasuk entirely differently. They learn when the Torah talks about Erva Savicha, it doesn't mean your father's wife. It means your father. And it's an asara for a Mishkav Zachar with one's own father. So since the pasuk is not talking about Eishas Aviv, so you can't say Imchahi at the end of the pasuk is teaching me, oh, but you're not chayiv for Eishas Aviv. Why would I think I'd be chayiv for Eishas Aviv? We weren't even talking about Eishas Aviv. So I asked the Gemara, how can you say that according to the Rabbanan, the pasuk is talking about sleeping with one's own father, mamish, haimi ve'es zachar nafka. Don't I already know that iser because there's an iser of homosexuality? So that itself, of homosexual relations, so that itself would preclude any such relationship with one's father. So answers the Gemara, even though there already is an iser of mishkav zachar, the iser is repeated in the context of this particular Zachar, of the Zachar being your father, l'chayev alav shtayim, to tell us that one is chayev two karbanos chatas if the male that he chooses happens to be his father. Ukiz Rav Yehuda, dam Rav Yehuda, nachri haba alaviv, if a nachri, we'll have to see what a nachri means, it doesn't mean a guy over here, it doesn't mean a non-Jew, but if a nachri is boel, his father with mishkav Zachar, chayev shtayim, he's chayev for two separate surim, for es ve'ez Zachar lo tishkav, and for eva savicha lo segaleh, two separate surim. Haba al achi aviv, and someone who does mishkav zachar with his father's brother, chayiv shtayim, is also chayiv twice, once for ve'ez zachar lo tishkav, and once for ervas achi avicha lo segaleh. Amar Rava mistabra milsad Rabbi Yehuda b'Yisrael b'shogeg u'b'karban. That what Rabbi Yehuda is saying makes a lot of sense when we're talking about a Yisrael that's boel his father b'shogeg, and we want to know how many karbanos he's going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, okay, he's going to be chayiv two separate karbanos. V'aydekamar nachri, but why do we call it a nachri? If we're talking about a Jewish person over here, a nachri doesn't bring a chatas for this, so why do we call him a nachri? Lishna ma'al yehu. Because look at what we're talking about over here in today's day. This is not a pleasant conversation that we're having about these kinds of isurim. These are the worst kinds of isurim. We'd rather not talk about Jewish people being involved in such things. So we're speaking in a lishna ma'al yehu. We say, ki'ilu, other people that aren't us. Because if it actually meant a nachri, dino mainihu, what would the din be if a nachri is boel a zachar? Ketala, he's chayiv misa, because all the arayos are incorporated in the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and anyone who violates any of the arayos, the halacha is he gets misa, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, meaning a nachri who violates any of the Shev Mitzvah, is chayiv misa, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. So if we're talking about getting misa, and there's no such thing as a chatos, there's no such thing as a shogig b'chatos, how many times does he get misa? You can only kill him once, so it shouldn't make a difference. The whole conversation doesn't make sense vis-a-vis a nachri, because vis-a-vis a nachri, there's only one onesh to talk about. There's no chatos. There's only misa to talk about. So betray katli, katli slay. You're going to kill the guy twice? So it doesn't matter if he's chayiv once, chayiv twice. The whole conversation becomes irrelevant. So the Gemara brings a brisa that supports the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to have a machlokas amaroyim about this brisa, whether it's dafka within the sheet of the Rabban or even within sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya namiyachu, you have a brisa that says like Rabbi Yehuda, that habal aviv, that if a person is boel his father with mishkav zachar, chayiv shtayim. Haba al achi aviv chayiv shtayim. And similarly, if one is boel achi aviv, he's also chayiv shtayim. Igda Amri, so some say, Dilo Kirabi Yehuda, that this price is against Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Because Rabbi Yehuda had said that Erva Savicha Lo Segaleh is not talking about your father, it's talking about your father's wife. And Memela L'shitaso, if someone is Baal Aviv, it's only one Chatos, because there's no separate Isser of Mishkav Zachar, Dafka for a father. There's one Isser of Mishkav Zachar, so you'd only be Chayiv once, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'Igda Amri, others say, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say this price is going like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Umaisila bekal v'chomer me'achi aviv. And we're able to derive that if one is Boel Aviv b'mishkav Zachar, he's going to be chayiv shtayim based on the kal v'chomer from achi aviv. Because everybody is moda that when the pasuk talks about ervas achi aviv, it means literally. It means literally mishkav Zachar with achi aviv. So if for achi aviv you're chayiv two karbanos, if you do it b'shogeg, one for the fact that it's male, and the other for the fact that it's your uncle. So for aviv lo kolshkein uma achi aviv dekor v'davavu chayiv shtayim v'achi aviv, which the only reason you're related to him is through your father, and you're going to be chayiv shtayim aviv lo kolshkein. So your own father, where it's a closer relationship, all the more so you're going to be chayiv shtayim. So the Gemara explains what are these two lashonos arguing about. These two shitos and amoraim v'kamifugi b'plukta d'abai v'rava. They're arguing about the machlokas abai and rava, whether we say onshin min adin, meaning here we have a kal v'chomer to derive an onesh of an extra carbon chatas. Can you use a kal v'chomer to derive an onesh of a carbon chatas? So mar savar onshin min adin, the one that holds that the brisa aligns with Rabbi Yehuda, and we derive the chiyuv of aviv in an extra carbon chatas from a kal v'chomer, holds like Abaye that onshin min adin. Umar savarein onshin min adin, and the one that says that the brisa must not be going like Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rava, that we have a principle of ein onshin min adin, that one does not derive an onesh from a kal v'chomer. Right? There's a concept that the yud gimel midos harachmim somehow relate to the yud gimel midos shatorin in the drashas behen. So the kal v'chomer aligns with the midos harachmim with an extra sense of rachmanos of a kodesh baruch hu. So if it aligns with an extra sense of rachmanos of a kodesh baruch hu, so then it's not mistaver that it's going to produce an onesh. I think Rabbi Saskar writes like that. So it's not mistaver that it's going to produce an onesh. But the Achronim give more fundamental reasons why ein onshin min adin. Meaning anytime you're going to have a kal v'chomer, you're going to say, oh, if I get this onesh for a more light avera, then kal v'chomer, I should get this onesh for a more chamer avera. No, maybe that onesh only suffices for a lighter aveva, but maybe for a more chamer aveva, that onesh is not enough. And if that onesh is not enough, what are you doing it for? It's just stam, you're beating up the guy for no reason. So maybe that's why ein onshin min adin. Different discussions, different possibilities in Achronim, why it is that ein onshin min hadin. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who said that Ervas Avicha lo segaleh is talking about literally with one's own father. Ashar leishus av minalu. Where did the Rabbanan derive the ashara to not be with one's father's wife? So nafgalu, they derive it from me ervas eishes avicha lo segaleh. V'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda who learns ervas avicha lo segaleh is about eishes aviv. Why does the Torah have to repeat it and say ervas eishes avicha lo segaleh? It already said ervas avicha lo segaleh, which was about eishes aviv. So why then does it have to then repeat it explicitly of ervas eishes avicha lo segaleh? So Rabbi Yehuda would respond, hahu, that pasuk of ervas eishes avicha lo segaleh mi boile la'asara le'eishes aviv la'achar misa. That's there to teach me in asara for eishes aviv after the father died. That even though she's no longer Eishes Aviv, you still have an Isra of Eishes Avicha. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond to Misevet Kranafka. I understand that that's true, that the Isra of Eishes Aviv applies even after the father dies, but I know that from the end of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk adds Ervas Avicha Hi. So from that extra phrase, I see that it applies even after the father dies. V'Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to darshan from that extra phrase, Ervas Avicha Hi? Homi Ba'ilei, Mishum Eishes Aviv, Atamichai V'Viyat Amichai V'Mishum Eishes Ish. He uses that to teach me that if someone is Boel Eishes Aviv while his father's alive, Bishogeg, even though she's Asura to him, both as Eishes Aviv and as an Eishes Ish, that he's only going to be chayiv the korban for Eishes Aviv. He's not going to be chayiv a second korban for Eishes Ish. Meaning she's a married woman, but it happens to be that she's married to his father, so that the korban for being married to the father overrides the korban for the fact that she's a married woman in general. So ask the Gemara, how can you say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, someone who's boel Eishes Aviv while the father's still alive is only chayiv mishum Eishes Aviv and not mishum Eishes Ish? Va'anantanan, but didn't we in our Mishnah, haba aleishes av chayiv aleha mishum eishes av u mishum eishes ish, that if someone is bo aleishes av, he's chayiv both Bein b'chayyaviv, bein achamisas aviv, both while the father's alive and after the father's dead. V'lo palag Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah never spoke up and disagreed with that. So it sounds like he's also moda that yichayiv both. So Rabbi Abaye says, even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree in the Mishnah, palag b'braisa. He in the braisa, he's disagreeing, meaning in echinami, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Why didn't he disagree in the Mishnah? The Mishnah gives us the basics, and braisas very often elaborate on the Mishnah. So in the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda in echinami disagrees. Okay. So now we had said previously that Rabbi Yehuda learns from Gzer Shava Onesh Me'asara by Isra of Eshes Aviv, that it says Erva Savicha Lo Sigaleh, and it says Erva Saviv Gila. So just like the Asara, we treat Imo who's not Eshes Aviv like Imo who is Eshes Aviv, so too with the Onesh, we treat Imo who's not Eshes Aviv like Imo who is Eshes Aviv. So now the Gemara says, what do the Rabbanan derive from that very same Gzer Shava? The Asara for being Boel Eshes Aviv after the father dies, they learn from Erva Savichahi. But Onesh to Eshes Aviv Lachar Misa Minalu, where do they derive an Onesh Skila for one's father's wife after the father's dead? So Bishlam, Rabbi Yehuda, I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't ask such a kasha because Maisilah B'Gzer Shava. Rabbi Yehuda learns a Gzer Shava of the Onesh from the Asara, that whatever the Torah was Masir on is included in the Onesh as well. So just like your Musar on Eshes Aviv even after Misas Aviv, so too the Gabe the Onesh. El Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon who did not darshan the Gzer Shava of Onesh Me Asara, so Minaluhu, how do they know the Onesh by Eshes Aviv La'achar Misa? So Amri Lach, the Rabbanon would respond to whoever that from the phrase Ervas Aviv Gila, from those very same words that it says by the Onesh, Ervas Aviv Gila, which are extra, and Rabbi Yehuda darshans them for Gzer Shava, the Rabbanan will darshan them to be Marba the Onesh for Eshes Aviv La'achar Misa. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who do not have this Gzer Shava of Onesh Me'asara, Onesh li imo she'enesh sav minaluhu. So where did the Rabbanan going to learn the Onesh for one's mother who's not Eshes Aviv? Some Rav Shish Bredi Ravidi Amakra, imchahi, saw a cause of li imo she'enesh sav ki imo she'esh saviv. The extra phrase, imchahi, tells me that we treat a mother who is not Eshes Aviv like a mother who is Eshes Aviv, because the Tzad HaShava with both of those cases that she is your mother. So just like one is Boel the mother is that who is Eshes Aviv is Chayiv Skila, so too one is Boel the mother who is not Eshes Aviv is also Chayiv Skila. Good. Haba al Kalaso. Then the Mishnah said if someone is Boel his own daughter-in-law, he's Chayiv Mishum Kalaso and Mishum Eshes Ish. Why isn't there a third Isser, a third Chatas? Because it says, the Pasuk says, Ervas Kalascha Lo Segaleh, Eshes Bin Chahi Lo Segaleh Ervasa. Sounds like it's two Isserim. There's Kalascha, there Esh, and Eshes Bincha, and on top of Eshes Ish. So Amar Abaye, Pasuk HaKas B'Kalascha V'Siyim V'Eshes Bino, Lo Melcha Zoi Kalascha Zoi Eshes Bino. Now, the Pasuk is just teaching itself. It's just translating. What does Kalascha mean? It doesn't mean your bride. It means your son's bride. It means your daughter-in-law. So that's the mashmos of the Pasuk, that Eshes Bincha He is the same person as is just a description of what Kalascha means. Okay, so now next Mishnah. So again, we're going down the list of people who are for whom one is chayiv of averos that one is chayiv skila for. Haba ala zachur, if someone is engaged in homosexual relations, vala behema, or someone is engaged in bestiality, v'isha mevias behema, or a woman is engaged in bestiality, so beskila, all of those people are chayiv skila. So ask the Gemara, im adam chata behema ma chata, the person did an avera, but why should the behema get skila? A behema didn't do any avera over here. Elvisha baladim takala al yada, but because a person stumbled in such a horrible way through this behema, leficha chamra kasuv tisakel. So the Torah says, let this behema get skila because it brought about such terrible, terrible things. Davar acher, another explanation. Shote behema veres pshuk v'yom resolution is kaploni al yada. That after we give the guy skila, we don't want this behema walking around the market, and everyone's going to say, oh yeah, that's the behema that was friendly with so and so zichrona levracha. So they don't want those conversations to be happening. So they get rid of the behema as well. So zachar minalan. So says Gemara, someone who's baal zachar. How do I know that you chayv skila for such a thing? The Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa darshans as follows. Pasuk says, Isha Sheyishka v'Zachar Mishkav Eisha. To'eva asu shneyem, mos yumasu demeyem bam. So we darshan ish, prat lekatan. Now, first of all, the boel has to be an ish, not a katan, not someone who's under 30. Asher yishkav. Asher yishkav as zachar, so from the fact that it doesn't say asher yishkav as ish, so bein gadol bein katan, whether the nishkav is a gadol or a katan, the shochev is going to be chayiv. Mishkevei isha, in a plural lashon, ma'uchachas v'shnei mishkavos b'isha, that there are two ways to have bia with a woman, and each one halachically is considered a bia. Bia kedarka and bia shalo kedarka is a full violation of any of the isser bia with any woman with whom you are aser to, with any of the arayans. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, hareze balalamid v'nin salamad. So it turns out that Mishkevei Isha that's mentioned in the Pasuk is really there to be malamid on Mishkav Zachar, because Mishkav Zachar is chayiv even though it's a biya sheina kadarka by definition, but really it's lamad on itself on Mishkevei Isha, because it's also teaching us that that with an Isha there's two ways that one violates the Isser Biya. And then the Braisa continues to darshan the Pasuk, mos yumasu. What does that mean? Piskila. So atom piskila. We know the box me coming some of the spetora. How do you know it means skila? Not strefa herek. So nemar kan demayim bum. The nemar above you don't need demayim bum, because it says demayim bum both in the context of mishkav zachar and in the context of ov v'yadoni. So malalam b'skila, afkan b'skila. By ov v'yadoni, it's mefurash that it's skila. So v'yir also, it's skila. So onesh shamanu. I learned from there an onesh for someone who's bawal a zachar and someone who's maybe a zachar on himself. So I see that there's an onesh of skila. Ashara minayin, where's there's an ashara for mishkav zachar? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, ve zachar lo tishkav mishkavei isha to'evahi. That's the ashara. Lamanu ashara l'shochev. So that teaches me in Asara for the Shochev in the Mishkav Zachar relationship. Asara le Nishkav Minayin. How do I know that there's an Asara for the Nishkav in the Mishkav Zachar? Tamalomar lo yia Kodesh. So that's teaching me about someone who makes themselves available for Mishkav Zachar. Mi b'nei Yisrael. The Omer and the Kadesh means Mishkav Zachar, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Malachim Aleph, when it counts out the Averus of Yehuda, v'gam Kadesh haya be'eretz asu b'chala tuevos hagayim asher horish. That just like the Kadesh that it says in Malachim is a Kadesh that involves a tueva, so too the Kadesh that it says in Sefer Devarim in the Pasuk of Lo Yia Kadesh must be a Kaddish that involves a Toeva. So since the Kaddish in Sefer Dvarim is a Kaddish of a Toeva, so we learn from the Toeva that it says by the Onesh of Mishkav Zachar, we use the term Toeva. Toeva asu shneim demeyam bam. So just like that Toeva includes both the Shochev and the Nishkav, so too on the Asara of Lo Yia Kadesh, it includes both the Shochev and the Nishkav. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarich. No, you don't need to learn the Asara of a Nishkav by Mishkav Zachar from Lo Yia Kadesh, because you see it directly. Hareyu Omer, Ve'esachar Lo Tishkav, Mishkevei Isha. Tishkav could be read two ways. It could be read Lo Tishkav, meaning the Shochev, but Karibay Lo Tishachev. It could also be read Lo Tishachev, meaning the Nishkav. So since it could be read in both ways, we darshan both of them. We darshan that it includes both of them. Okay, where do I find an Asar and an Onesh for Behema? Behema Minalan. How do I know bestiality, that there's both an Asara and an Onesh for engaging in bestiality? Ditan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa that darshins the pasuk as follows. Pasuk says, "V'yishas shayitein shchavto bivehema mosi masves habehema tarogu." So we darshin ish prat lekatan. Once again, excluding a katan who's boel lebehema. Asher yitein shchavto bivehema ben gedola ben katana. That's regardless of whether the behema is a gedola or a katana. Lechora, that's a very very pasha thing, right? Why would I need to teach me that if the behema is that, meaning there's no din of katnos v'gad by a behema, so one would imagine that it should be the same. So that's a difficulty. The Aruch Lener explains based on the Ran that ish is lemayit katan pachsum ventesha, that the nishkav hagadol is not nerag al yado. So the drush of behema being gadol ben katan, that the brisa is being mechadesh, that even though the behema has, there is some time where a behema is not considered ra'ui lebiya, But even though there's some time a behemah is not considered ra'oi l'biyah, nevertheless, that biyah is still going to count somehow. So most you mas beskila. The halach is he gets skila. So atomer beskila? Are you sure it's skila? Maybe it's one of the other misos. So nemar kan, it says by someone who's shochev with the behemah, taharogu, v'nemar la'alan, and it says by a mesis la'avod zara, ki harog tahargenu. So malalan beskila, just like by a mesis, I know it's skila. How do I know it's skila by a mesis? Because the Torah says it. It says uskaltam bavanam v'meis. So afkan beskila. So too by mishka behema, I know that it must be skila. So lemanu onesh l'shochev. Onesh l'nishkav minalan. So good, you taught me the onesh of skila for the shochev with mishka behema. What if a person is mevi behema a love? How do I know that he's also chayv skila? Tamalomer kol shochev behema mos yimas. Imenu inin l'shochev today inin l'nishkav. Because it repeats the yichiv misa for a shochev. So we have a principle called imenu inyan that if you're going to learn, if the Torah is going to unnecessarily repeat the same din, it must be that it's teaching me about another din, another similar din. Lamanu onesh bein l'shochev bein l'nishkav. So now you taught me that there's an onesh skila, whether you're shochev in behema or nishkav in behema. Ashara minayin, where do I see an ashara? Tamalam v'chol behema l'sidin shchavchal l'tamava. Lamanu ashara l'shochev. That tells me an ashara for a shochev in behema. L'nishkav minayin, how do I know an ashara for a nishkav? Tamalamar lo yia kadesh mi b'nei Yisrael. And kadesh means mishkav behema. Why? Because Va'omer, the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, when it goes through again, like we said before, the Chatos of Yehuda, the Gam Kadesh Haya Ba'aretz, and we said that Asu Kichala Toevos Hagayim, the Pasuk goes on to say, and Mishka Behema is one of the Toevos Hagayim. So it says in the end of Parshas, in the Parsha of Arayos, that we were in Yom Kippur, Kis Kol HaToevos Ha'el Asu Anche Aretz Asher Lifnechem. So the Toevos, all of these Toevos, the Anche Aretz, were we're doing. So just like the Kadesh in Sefer Malachim is Mishka Behema, so to the Kadesh in Sefer Devarim is the Toeva of Mishka Behema. So Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva Amarin Atzarech, Rabbi Kiva says you don't need to learn the Asara of Nishkav LeBehema from Lo Yia Kadesh. The Pasuk itself tells me the Asara. Because Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Lo Sitein Shchavtecha. So Lo Sitein Shechivasecha. So just like from that very same word of Shchavtecha, we can read it, Shechivasecha. That it's not only the Shochev with the Behemah, it's a Nishkav with the Behemah as well. A very similar drasha to what we had with Mishkav Zachar, we have with Mishkav Behemah. So now, says the Gemara, we have a number of nafkaminas that are going to come out between the machlok, from this machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Haba ala zachur, vehevi alav zachur. Let's say a person does two averos. He's boel a zachar, and a zachar is boel him. And it's all behelim echad b'shogeg. How many karbanos is he going to be chayiv? So I'm Rabbi Yavol, the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who learns the Asara of Nishkav from Lo Yia Kadesh, Chayiv Shtayim. You can be chayiv twice. They're two totally independent isurim. Chada, one is milo tishkav. One is from the pasuk of the lav of lo tishkav. The chada and one milo yekadesh from the lav of lo yekadesh. They're two totally separate lavin. But Divrei Rabbi Akiva no chayiv alachas lo tishkav lo tishachiv chadahi. But Rabbi Akiva learned it from the very same word that he just says you can vowelize the word in two different ways. That lo tishkav not to be the shochev, lo tishachiv not to be the nishkav. So therefore, if you're both the shochev and in Nishkav and Mishkav Zachar, you only be chayev achas. Another nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Haba ala behema behevi behema love. What if a person is both the shochev and the nishkav by mishkav behema? Some Rabbi Yavol, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, chayev shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, chayev two chataos. Chadam ilo sitein shchavtucha, v'chadam ilo yiyakadesh. Two totally separate psukim. But Divrei Rabbi Akiva, enu chayev alachas. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only going to be chayev one chatos. Why? Shchavtucha ushchivascha chadahi. It's the same word, just vowelized differently. Abaye Amar, and Abaye says, the din of Mishkav Zachar is not like Mishkav Behema. Afilu divrei Rabbi Shmuel Nami, by Mishkav Behema, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, someone who's roveya and nirva to a behema, behelem echad, enu chayev alachas. Even Rabbi Shmuel would say you're only chayev one. Well, why should that be the case? Dechiksiv lo yia kadesh, begavriksiv. When the Torah says lo yia kadesh, it's talking about znus with a human being, not with a behema. Because kadesh means znus. There's no such thing as znus with a behema. Ella, but according to you, that Rabbi Shmuel does not derive the ashara of being a nishkav for a behema from Liyah Kadesh, the Rabbi Shmuel ashara nishkav minalei. Then where does Rabbi Shmuel derive the din of a nishkav to a behema? So nafkalei, he derives it min kol shochev in behema mos yumas. That the Torah repeats the Isra of Shochev and Behema. And again, we have that principle that a main Inyan, if it can, I don't need another time for the Torah to tell me about a Shochev and Behema, so I derive it to be talking about a Nishkav with a Behema. The Afke Rachman, the Nishkav, Blashon Shochev, and the Torah speaks about a Nishkav as if he's a Shochev, Ma Shochev Anash V'Yisir, Af Nishkav Anash V'Yisir. To tell me that just like a shochev and behemah, that there's an asara and an onesh, so if you're also by a nishkav with the behemah, there's an asara and an onesh. Another nafkamina between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. So far we had two nafkaminas. One nafkamina was if a man was both boel a zachar and was nival from a zachar. How many chataos? Second nafkamina was boel a behemah and nival from a behemah. How many chataos? We're going to have four nafkaminas in total. Third nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Hanirba lezachar vanirba lebehema. What if a man was the nishkav to both a zachar and a behema? So I'm Rabbi Yaval, div Rabbi Kiva chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, you chayv twice. Chadami lo tishkav, v'chadami lo sitein shchavtecha. One from lo tishkav, one from lo sitein shchavtecha. Two totally different psukim. But div Rabbi Shmuel, inu chayv ala achas. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're only going to be chayv once because idividi lo yakadmi lo yakadeshu. Because they're both derived from lo yakadesh, the way Rabbi Shmuel learned, or at least the first version of Rabbi Shmuel was that includes both a nishkav of zachar and a nishkav of a behema. Abai Yomra Filu Div Rabbi Shmuel Nani Chayiv Shayim. Abai will say no. Lo Yakadesh is not about a behema, so therefore you're going to be chayiv shtayim even according to Rabbi Shmuel. D'chsev kol shochev behem mos yimas v'menu li shochev t'nei li nishkav v'afkar avan nishkav v'loshon shochev ma shochev anu shvizir av nishkav anu shvizir. It's not from Li Yakadesh that we learn the yisur of being a nishkav l'behema. It's from a different pasuk. So there are two separate pasukim. One is violating if he's a nishkav both to a zachar and to a behema. So now a final chiluk between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And this one, everyone's going to agree to this chiluk. Aval, habal zachar vevi zachar alav, habal behema vevi behema alav, bein Rabbi Avo, bein Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel chayiv shalosh, Rabbi Kiva chayiv shtayim. If a person did all four things, he was boel a zachar, and the zachar was boel him, he was boel a behema, behema was boel him. Everyone's going to agree that Rabbi Shmuel holds Yechayiv three chataos. Once for the being Raveya the Zachar, because Ve'zachar lo sishkav mishkavei isha. Second one for being Nirva to a Zachar, lo yekadesh. A third on Raviyas Behema, because B'chol Behema lo sitin shchavtcha. The fact that you were Nirva from Behema, definitely you're not Chayiv a separate chatos. According to Rabbi Avo, because Yisra Nirva Behema is derived from the same lav as Nirva the Zachar. And according to Abayi, because it's derived from the same lav as Raveya the Behema. So either way, you're over lapping a lav. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you chayiv shtayim. Once for Roveya and Nirva Lezachar, because it says Ve'zachar lo tishkav mishkevei isha, and lo tishkav we read as lo tishkav as well as lo tishachev, all from the same pasuk, and the other for being Nirva and for being Roveya lebehema, because it said uvachol behema lo sitein shechavtecha, and the way Rabbi Akiva learned it was shechavtecha shchivascha. That it's both, it's just two ways of vowelizing the same pasuk. So one is only running afoul of two psukim when one does those four actions, and therefore one is only chayiv two karbanos chatas. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Tanur Rabban about 5-6 lines from the end of the page. Have a great day, everybody. Oh, yeah.